From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Today, Russia's defense ministry says it has completed a pullout of its troops from Georgia after occupying parts of that country for 2 weeks. The armed conflict has strained Russian relations with the West. There are also reports today that foreign investors are moving their money out of Russia. Joining us now is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. John, how much money is leaving Russia?
Well, the Russian Central Bank says $16.5 billion has fled the country just since the invasion, and that's the biggest loss since the ruble went into a currency crisis about 10 years ago. Some of these investors say they're worried about financial instability in Russia, that maybe even a newly confident government might be inclined to nationalize more of the economy, and that would mean investors could lose their money. And also, the stock market has dropped over 6% since the invasion.
Could the withdrawal of all this capital possibly persuade Russian leaders to change their policies towards Georgia?
Well, probably not in the short run, because Russia has plenty of money with huge oil and natural gas reserves, and they've been raking in lots of profits from their energy exports recently. They know that the West needs their oil. So the Russian finance minister has been basically thumbing his nose at these Western companies, saying, there's nothing you can do to change our plans. But Russia scholar Leon Aron at the American Enterprise Institute says, on the contrary, Russian leaders pay very close attention to foreign investment in their country.
Russia badly needs a huge influx of capital in addition to the know-how for the development of gas and oil deposits.
Aron says Russia's oil is increasingly in out-of-the-way places under deep layers of permafrost, and that's going to require Western money and expertise. Another analyst, Thomas Valachek, says for all the bluff and bluster we hear from NATO and Western governments wagging their fingers at the Russian actions, it's really the financial community that's having the most effective response to Russian aggression.
The investors now seem to be punishing Russia for its decision to go to Georgia, probably more of an effective lever over Russia's behavior than anything that the governments can throw at Russia.
But John, weren't some Western companies pulling money out of Russia even before the invasion of Georgia?
Yeah, they were. You know, it's increasingly a very inhospitable place to do business. The Russian government has been revoking work visas for Western companies, harassing employees. British Petroleum pulled out of a major joint pipeline venture in Russia this summer. Eventually, some people figure anyway that this capital flight will cause Russia's borrowing costs to go way up, and that makes them very uncompetitive in the global economy, even with all of their petroleum reserves.
Thanks so much, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace.